Hello, everyone. Happy New Year and welcome to Reiki Radio. My name is Yolanda and I will be your guide through today's episode. It's always a journey, right? It's part of the reason that I love Reiki Radio so much is because we get to come together and really think about how it is we are transforming and what we're working through in our layers. It's all about our expansion of consciousness. And last month, actually, we talked a lot about your ability to move into the next levels of who you are. It was all about your transformation. So before we get started today, I just want to have you take a moment and think about what came up for you at the end of last year. What energies were you working through? And what have you decided to do differently? And what have you decided to embrace? You know, just like you, I have been working on my layers and I've decided to do things differently this year too. In fact, these shifts may also cause some changes in the frequency of Reiki Radio, but we will talk about that a little later. Now, as part of my moving into new levels of understanding and stepping more boldly into what matters to me, I am finally doing something that I've wanted to do for a long time. And, you know, everything that I share with you on the show, everything that I suggest that you look at or work on, I do all of this for myself. So what I have decided to do this year is to start the very first Coven of Consciousness. And I would love to have you join me in this. Now, if you do receive my newsletter, you know it's something that I just launched recently. It was just a few days ago. And I received a lot of emails asking about what the Coven of Consciousness is. So I thought we'd talk about it today. And for those of you here in the Reiki Radio community, it gives you an opportunity to join us as well. Now, first, I wanted to talk about the word coven because I got a lot of questions around that. And it is defined as a secret or private gathering of individuals. And yes, of course, it's commonly associated with witches gathering together. And I personally have no issue with that. But in this case, it's just about us meeting privately to support you throughout the entire year. So this is a space for us to meet as a group to expand our consciousness while accessing higher levels of understanding for our process of awakening and transformation. And we're going to work together for the entire year. You know, it's such an exciting time that we are living in. There are so many people waking up to who they are. And you may be one who is trying to work through the layers and boundaries that are still challenging your clarity and understanding. Now, what I've noticed is that when I have an opportunity to work with people regularly, they tend to go deeper in their self-connection and come to understand their own inherent gifts with more clarity. And this is my favorite part of this work, and it's why I love sharing everything that I have learned with you. But in this space, in the Coven of Consciousness, I act as a support, and I teach you tools and techniques so that you learn to trust your own intuition and other energetic abilities. And in all of this, you begin to see and know who you are, and you begin to live and create from that space of knowing. You move into new levels of awareness, and you begin to access higher levels of consciousness. So imagine having an entire year of support, while you're also experiencing shifts within your career, your relationships, your overall self-realization in everyday life. That's what happens. We are steadily growing and transforming through all of our life experiences. And, you know, I have people come to me for sessions and, you know, readings or Reiki or light activations when they seem to be at a point in their life where something is challenging or they're trying to work through something in particular. But it's really about balance and maintaining and continuing the work, not just when we hit a wall. So in this Coven of Consciousness, we also have private one-to-one sessions every month, which includes a light activation for you. So this helps you to keep your chakra energy aligned, to open your third eye, and release stuck and stagnant energies that may have been blocking your clarity and forward movement. We're doing it differently this year. We're going deeper this year. Now, we also meet every week for meditation circles to check in with how you're doing, because this is all about you. Now, I have to say, I do know firsthand that when you start working on yourself and you begin to focus on developing your gifts, you go through a lot of shifts and changes internally and externally. And it's not the easiest process to go through alone, especially if you don't have friends or family around you who are on the same path. It can feel like at times that no one understands. But it is a very rewarding process, and it does require your commitment. Now, if you've already started on this journey, then you know how it can be very exciting at some points, right? But somehow you get lost back in everyday life, you hit a wall, and you wonder if you've lost your connection. So maybe you stop meditating regularly, or you don't stick with the practice of techniques that you've learned. It's like we go to these classes or obtain information or have sessions, but we only use it when we feel off center. But again, the key is to stick with it. Hone your gifts and continue working through your layers. You know, so many of us say we want to awaken or we want to access our intuition or whatever it may be. But how committed are you to your development? Now, this is the reason that I've started the Coven of Consciousness. I want to support you for an entire year through this journey. And on top of working together one-to-one, you also have access to a new class every quarter to help you learn how to do the work for yourself. It's about reprogramming, releasing old patterns, and finally listening to that inner voice that is calling you into a space of knowing who you truly are. Now, if you were to have a one-to-one session with me every month for an entire year, that would be at least $900 just with sessions alone. But as a member of this group, you not only have monthly one-to-one sessions, but you also have weekly meditations, 4 online courses, and access to private podcasts. And all of this is just $11.11, one payment for the entire year. And if you're already registered for Intuitive Mastery, or if you've ever taken that class with me in the past, your membership is only $814. Now, I can tell you in my own journey of learning and transformation, I've taken weekend courses that cost more than that. And some people have asked me why I'm offering this much for such a small amount. And the truth is that in doing this with a group, I'm able to make it more cost effective for you. And then more importantly, I want to provide you with an opportunity to commit to your transformation. It's not just here and there, but to really give yourself space to work on your stuff. You know, in the system of numerology, we have cycles that we work through, and it goes from the numbers 1 through 9. So we have personal years that we are working through, which we may discuss on another show, but we also have universal years numerically. So this year we're in a universal year 9, which is all about completion or ending cycles. And all of it is in preparation of you doing things differently to advance and move into the next level of understanding. And, you know, in all of this work, whether it's intuition, Reiki, yoga, meditation, it's all about your level of consciousness. It's about your self-connection and self-mastery, which can only be done through your practice. And if you are already doing this, you know that it's not something that happens overnight. And again, that's why we're going to work together for the whole year, all of 2016. You know, I really, truly, I love this work. You know, you matter to me. We matter to me. And I know it can be hard to do this on your own. So after having a year of support, you will have a better chance of maintaining new practices and trusting your own ability. Not to mention, you will learn more about yourself than you can imagine. Now, I want to point out, because I did last year, I had the meditation challenge that was free, and it's still available on my site if you want to access that. I do free meditations and, you know, podcasts all the time. And that is, you know, like a gift, you know, to you, because I really appreciate you being a part of my community. But I also feel that it's very important for us to have access to these different tools. But the meditations and podcasts that will be for the Coven of Consciousness will only be available to members. And I'm going to channel information to support our learning during these events. So each week will be different. And I have to tell you, I have no idea what the topics will be, because the information is going to come from our guides during our meditation circles. Speaking of which, because I will be working so closely with those of you in the group, I may stop doing Reiki Radio podcast on a weekly basis. In fact, the Coven of Consciousness and all of the members will be my primary focus this year. So outside of that, I may not be as accessible as I have been in the past. But, you know, like I said, it's part of my growth as well. And I am really excited to work with a core group of people. I'm dedicated to your progress, and I cannot wait to see how this unfolds. Can you imagine how much you will learn and grow in an environment that's created just for you and your transformation for an entire year? You know, this is huge. And again, it's something that I've wanted to do for a very long time. I have always known that at some point I would work with a group of people. And this is very special to me, because after this year, I know that the work will expand and change. So you being a part of the first Coven of Consciousness would not only be for your growth, but for mine as well. Now, there are still spots available, but the registration will close on the full moon, which is on January 23rd, the day after my birthday, actually. However, as I mentioned, members also have access to online courses, which begins with Intuitive Mastery. And that class starts on this Tuesday, which is why I'm doing this show early. So the sooner you register, the better. And the reason we're starting with this class is because it's going to be so beneficial to you to know how to look at yourself intuitively and how to understand the way that you personally perceive and translate energy. And that is a 12-week class. So after that, when we get into the month of April, you'll be a part of another class called Source as Your Supply. And in that class, you will learn how to release limitations around what you allow yourself to access. And you also will connect with understanding your self-worth and your deservingness. I'm really looking forward to that one. After that class in July, you have the Soul Pattern Maps class. And in this one, you'll dive really deep into transforming more layers of your energy, mapping out your energetic imprints so that you can understand and forgive and celebrate who you are. And then you choose how you will journey forward. And then the final class, which I believe is in October, is Spellcasting 101. Now, I got a lot of questions about this. People were wondering if we're actually doing spells. Well, the truth is that you are creating every day based on what you say. So as you speak, you are casting spells all the time. You're programming information deep into your field of energy, which ultimately affects what you're attracting into your life. So this class is really about your power of creation and being mindful of your self-talk and what you're putting out there and the programs that you have created on repeat and say again and again. And that's something we've talked about on the show before. But in between all of this, you have your one-to-one sessions, and you have the meditation circles, and we have those private channeling events. You know, even as I think about this and I talk about this, it gets me really excited because I can't wait to see how much you grow and transform and learn about yourself. You know, I think about how grateful I am when I receive emails about how Reiki Radio has helped so many people on their paths, or how sessions have helped you work through various aspects of your life. But this is going to be so much more significant. A year of support through all that you will experience, and all while you are strengthening your gifts and your abilities. So I hope that that answers the questions for you, the emails that I received, and I really look forward to working with each member of this group. And you can sign up on my website at yuchi.com, that's yewchi.com, and then you will receive an email with more information about the group and access to all of the private links. Another thing I wanted to let you know is that, you know, we do have people joining from various time zones and even other countries. So if you aren't able to attend any of the events live, that's okay. Everything will be recorded except for your private one-to-one sessions. So anything that you miss, you will have access to all of the recordings. And then during your one-to-one sessions, we can discuss whatever it is that is coming up for you. So I hope to see you there. It is going to be an amazing journey. And again, you can sign up at yewchi.com. That's yewchi.com. And as always, I thank you so much for joining me. And I hope that your new year is already off to an amazing start. It's our new beginning, right? So have a beautiful day. And remember to always journey in love.